Ralphie Radio Show, as always, we look back on the week that was with Life and Style Weekly each and every Friday. Senior news editor Jordy Lippe checking in from New York. We'll kick off with the latest cover for Life and Style Weekly. It features, Jordy, an exclusive interview that you had with Chris Humphries. Before we talk about Chris, though, Kim Kardashian, his ex, recently making some news because somebody basically pulled a prank on her on a red carpet, correct?
We're hearing that an anti-fur activist actually threw some flour on her during a media event that we happened to be at, so we saw everything go down. Kim was absolutely shocked, but even her best friend, Jonathan Sheban, said she handled it like a pro, and everyone's just trying to find out who this girl is and why she did it.
So, Jordy, she didn't cry.
Well, not in public, at least.
As far as
we saw on the carpet, she went back up to her room, dusted herself off, and came right back out and continued doing interviews, because that's what she's good at.
Wow, I can't believe she actually returned to the carpet. I'll give her 2 points for that. Now, how bad was the flour, though? Was it all over her?
It was all over her. We actually had a reporter on the carpet, and they had to have people come and vacuum it up. It was in her hair. It was on her clothes.
Oh, but geez. She
didn't even change. She just went into another room, kind of dusted it all off for a little while, and then came back and just kept on going.
She kind of dusted off this whole 72-day marriage as well. You recently spoke with Chris Humphries. What did he have to say?
He was very nice in saying that he's trying to prove that he's a genuine person, and he's just not out there for all this money that everyone keeps saying.
He's been playing a little better as well as late, too, so we'll see what happens with his Nets. Life and Style Weekly's Jordy Lippe here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Let's move to a much more tragic story. Of course, the coroner releasing his report this week as far as the cause of death for Whitney Houston. A lot of people still in the Houston camp, though, concerned about Whitney's daughter, Bobby Christina. Why are they concerned, Jordy?
Bobby Christina has obviously been having a hard time with her mother's death, and now she's cozying up to Nick Gordon, who Whitney considered basically her adopted son. So sources have told Life and Style that they're really, you know, kind of iffy about this whole relationship and think Nick is taking advantage of Bobby Christina in her delicate situation and maybe even trying to go after the money.
You know, it seems like Whitney's family is very level-headed. I hope that they'll be able to guide Bobby in the right direction. We'll see how this story plays out. Wrap it up with Life and Style Weekly's Jordy Lippe. We'll end on a happier note because it is Friday. Fergie Ferg, my girl. Of course, the Black Eyed Peas kind of on a bit of a hiatus, and Fergie may keep busy on a judges panel for the X Factor. What are you hearing about this story, Jordy?
Sources told Life and Style that she's been talking with Simon Cowell about joining X Factor to be perhaps one of the judges on the show.
Is it just me, Jordy, or is it like every day we hear about a new big pop star that might be a judge on the X Factor, no?
It's the hot show to be on. I can see why. I think Fergie would make a great judge, and I think it would be pretty interesting if Britney Spears got on there, too.
Yeah, I think they definitely need Britney. I think they also need me as the host. What do you think?
I think so. I think you can do it. Are you going to be harsh, though?
Well, no. As a host, I mean, I would play it down the middle, but I know Simon's looking for, like, a hosting team, and I know Stacey Keebler's been thrown in that mix as well. So me and Stacey, I think, would make a good combination, no?
Definitely on and off screen.
I wouldn't want to step on George Clooney's territory. I wouldn't do that to George at all. Read about those stories and many more in the latest edition of Life and Style Weekly. Senior news editor Jordy Lippe, have a great weekend.
You too.